Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in California. The atmospheric river striking from Northern California to Southern California, especially at the fire-damaged coastline, Malibu and Pacific Palisade. I speak with Jeff Bliss about the mud running down, sweeping cars. I saw a car swept over the edge of the Pacific Coast Highway. A fireman was inside. He waited for the car to stop moving sideways and backwards. Got out and walked across the roaring mud as it was flying off the hillside. Mud season. There'll be more, but Jeff tells me the atmospheric river is ebbing, and there's not another one due. California. By the way, nothing's been visibly done to those two ruined neighborhoods a month later. They've got to remove all that burned wood and toxins. It's going to be a while. There's politics out there, lots of fierce politics. It's Democrat-to-Democrat politics, so there's no large themes here. It's a question of speed, responding to very well-to-do neighborhood that has been flattened. Looks like a bomb hit it, many bombs. Looks like Berlin, 1945. Houses instead of residential buildings in downtown Berlin. If you've ever seen those pictures, the shells of building after building. The fire line of young women passing rubble. Sad business. And then on to Richard Epstein. No, I talked to Jim McTague. It is regrettable, but it was inevitable that the avian flu has reached Lancaster County. Several flocks have been hit already. More to come. There were no eggs in the Costco. There were hard-boiled eggs, but no ready-to-go eggs. Jim said, maybe there's a shortage. Turns out Pennsylvania is the third largest egg producer in the country. Maybe it's swine flu, avian flu. I asked Jim if he was buying eggs anywhere. No. Are you going to eat chicken? No. People talking about avian flu, what it means to threaten humanity. Hasn't happened yet. It's theoretically possible, as I understand it from years of talking about it. He's in go-between, like a pig, to cook up the virus in a way that would communicate to humans. Hasn't happened yet. Richard Epstein talking about POTUS and his power over independent boards. Apparently it's not absolute. Independent boards can not be removed, one or two or all, unless for cause. But President Biden fired independent boards. President Trump is firing independent boards. And Richard doesn't believe the court will reverse it. What is the Arab plan, Cliff May asks. We know what President Trump's plan is for Gaza. What is the Arab plan? The Financial Times reports that the Arab nations and the European nations are talking, meeting on the sidelines at Munich. Nominally, a plan for Gaza would include security and governance. And how do they imagine that can keep the Hamas out if they go back to the same place with the same rules? I don't have an answer. Gavin Newsom, biding his time for what? For 2028. Bill Whelan makes a very good case that the governor doesn't want to get anywhere near controversy with Donald Trump. He doesn't have to campaign against him. He has to campaign against Trump's successor, which could be Vance. Don't know. Bob Zimmerman talking about SpaceX rescuing the stranded astronauts on ISS from the failed Starliner experiment of last fall. wait a couple more weeks. And then new information about Boca Chica being accepted to transform itself into Starbase, a city for the 22nd century. The author tonight is the very excellent writer Sebastian Smee, the art critic for the Washington Post. His book is Paris in Ruins. This is a combination of The Birth of Impressionism, Monet, Manet, Degas, Sisley, and the Franco-Prussian War of 1870 and the Commune of 1871 in Paris. Disaster and art at the same time, intertwined, because they were young people, the Impressionists. And the word Impressionism was meant to be pejorative. One of the paintings they first showed in 1872 in a little side gallery, not at the Salon, not important, hardly anybody came all day, 200 people all day. These are the giants of Impressionism. But that was that. There was a painting done by Monet of a sunrise, and it said on it, sunrise, impression. In other words, the whole idea of Impressionism, you were transforming what you were seeing into paint, and you were putting your experience into it. That's the way they talked. You were doing it outside. None of these studio-only compositions, neatly organized allegories. Just what you see. Maybe piece of what you see and leave the rest not filled in. They work fast. Anyway, it said impression, sunrise. And that's where the critic who showed up that day got the word impressionism. That's what they do. It's an impression, meaning not very serious, not much to it. Well, it didn't work out that way. Anyway, this is the second hour of my conversation with Sebastian Smee. First hour I ran last night. There'll be a Substack of it soon enough, all together. Paris in Ruins is the book. Love, War, and the Birth of Impressionism. On the Prussian side, I mentioned there's Bismarck, there's von Moltke, there's the Kaiser. This is a practice rehearsal for the war that strikes 44 years later. All these men, they'll be aged and gone. But their sons and grandsons will fight the First War. Tragedy for Germany. And their great-grandsons, and beyond that, will fight the Second War. Tragedy for Germany. That's the Commune of 1871 as well, when Paris turns in on itself. Revolutionary fervor. Marx in London adopted it, wrote an essay about it. First time Marx had been associated with violence. He didn't know violence. He hardly went outside. But he becomes important in the 20th century, to make an understatement. I've joked about that before. Late Sadan Andume joins to talk about his new column in the Wall Street Journal, asking what is so special about the Gazans that they can't follow the trail of other people who have been dislocated by war. And he especially identifies 800,000 Jewish people who were obliged to leave their homes in Morocco, in Algeria, in Iraq, in Iran, driven out. And that Israel brought them to Israel. Israel, the people of Israel, made sure they were transported into Israel, where they've been, and their descendants have been happily ever since. And Sadanan is saying, why can't you take the Gazans in? They can't live there, to the Arab nations. Maybe they will. They say they have lots of reasons not to, but maybe they will. And then a conversation about the rains of Elba with Lorenzo Fiore. Heavy rainfall led to flooding. I'd never done a story about Elba. I had to, because I've only ever pictured it with Napoleon standing on the shore waiting for the plot to return to Paris. You remember Elba was too close, so they shipped him off to St. Helens, and he died of cancer, in pain. Pity, a great man who crashed against the king, and they both lost. Israel, the tiered review and for necessary arms. This is how Congress makes sausage Bradley Bowman gives me an instruction. When the president has an intention to send arms to Israel, for example, it's passed by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the House Foreign Relations Committee. And the chairman and the ranking on both committees have the power of putting a hold on the shipment. Well, a member of the House, Democrat, put a hold on the shipment. And the administration, the Trump administration, briefed him about why this was important. No change. So they bypass him. They don't have to obey Congress. It's cooperation. And then a fun conversation with Henry Sokolsky about Chernobyl. It was fun because we've anticipated all this for 2 years. The Russians put a hole in the containment roof of reactor number 4, the one that melted down. It's poison. It's turned the whole area into no-go. Well, they put a hole in it deliberately. It didn't move. It was an easy target. Boom. It's terror. We can do this. We can break through the sarcophagus. And Henry Sokolsky's point is that you need to weigh why you're putting that reactor in a battle space. If you're Romania or Bulgaria or Germany or Poland, because it becomes a terror weapon, can be used by both sides. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.